Well, today, September 16th, is the feast day of two of the early martyrs of the faith. One was a pope, one was a bishop. The first is Cornelius, who died in the year 253. He was both a pope and a martyr. And if you remember in studying history, you know that every single pope was martyred for the first 300 years of the Catholic faith. If you were elected pope, it was really a death sentence. It was only a matter of time. Some popes were popes for a few months, some for a few years. But every single one was martyred until Christianity became legal about the year 315 with Constantine and the Edict of Milan. So when Pope Saint Fabian was martyred, then Cornelius was elected his successor. And he would be pope for 2 years. And we know that at that time, there were 50,000 Christians, the historians tell us, 46 priests, 7 deacons, and 7 subdeacons. And some of the challenges that faced Cornelius as pope were what to do with Christians who had apostatized during the persecution. When the persecution broke out, many Christians were given the choice, either go to martyrdom or deny your faith. And in weakness, many people denied their faith. They did not want to be tortured and put to death. But then what would happen after the persecution ceased? What would happen to these people that had apostatized and were not willing to die as martyrs? Maybe they did worship incense to the gods or worship a false god during this very fierce persecution and pressure. So the church had to deal with what do you do with these weak Christians who are now, you know, the persecution, let's say, was temporarily over. Now, what do you do with these people? Can they go to confession? Can they be forgiven? Can they be reconciled back to the church? And there was a heretic named Novatian, and he said there was no forgiveness for those who have rejected the faith. So he was very rigorous and very strict. And so Cornelius had to decide as pope, what does he do with them? And so what he did was he had the prudent path between rigorism and laxity. Yes, they could be forgiven. They would need to go to confession and show true repentance, and they would have to do penance for their sins, but they could be reconciled and forgiven in the sacrament of penance. And so we see the Holy Spirit working in Cornelius, trying to balance between rigorism and laxity. And so eventually Cornelius was thrown into exile, and he died in September of the year 253. He died of the hardships of exile, so he is venerated as a martyr. The other saint that we honor today was also a contemporary of Saint Cornelius, who was the pope. This is Saint Cyprian, who was a bishop and a martyr. His life, of course, very fascinating, very interesting. He was born in Carthage, Northern Africa, in the year 210, born into a pagan family. And as a young man, very brilliant, well-educated, became a teacher of rhetoric, and just like St. Augustine would eventually become a professor of rhetoric. He also practiced law and politics, and he became, a famous speaker. But then at the age of 46, he was converted to the Catholic faith. He met an elderly priest who taught him about the faith. And he was almost 50 years old when he converted to the faith. He gave all his possessions to the poor. He made a vow of celibacy. And he was baptized. And he spent 2 years studying sacred scripture and the writings of the early Christians. 2 years later, he was ordained a priest and then chosen against his will to be the bishop of Carthage. And then during the persecution under Decius, he went into hiding, not out of cowardice, but in order to minister to Christians who were also trying to survive the persecution. And then eventually, though, he was came back to his diocese as bishop, then was arrested for being a Christian, and this time he did not try to hide. He willingly gave himself to martyrdom and was beheaded on September 14th in the year 258. So today we honor these two great saints, one a bishop, one a pope, both of whom loved the Lord so much that they were willing to sacrifice everything and give themselves as martyrs for the faith. And so we pray today, Saints Cornelius and Cyprian, pray for us.